Welcome back into Hawks Huddle. We are joined by a special guest today, four-time Super Bowl champion, 10-time Pro Bowler, first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the best to do it, Ronnie Lott. Thank you for joining us, Ronnie. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's great to be with you guys.
Thank you so much. You know, like, this is super cool for us. We didn't really grow up watching you, but you're still, you know, everyone knows your name because you're just legend. You're one of the greatest to ever play. Before we kind of jump into your life, we have Super Bowl coming up. It's Thursday right now. We have Super Bowl on Sunday. I got the Chiefs. I know Mark has the Chiefs. Who do you have winning?
I have the Chiefs.
You got the Chiefs.
I have the Chiefs as well. Okay. And the reason I have the Chiefs, I think that everybody's talking about their offense, but I think their defense is really good. And I think their defense has the capabilities of getting the ball back to the offense. And so when you can do that, I've always felt like if you can give your offense two extra opportunities, those two extra opportunities, you're going to score at least one. And that score of being able to do that at least once really changes the dynamics of the game.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Like I think I, yeah, yeah, Marco, because this Chiefs team is like, are they as good as they were last year?
I think they are. I think this team is really, really good. I think they could be a little bit – I think they're better. I think they run the ball better. I think they have two, you know, awesome backs. Yeah. And so the dynamics of their – of how they run the ball. And then on the defensive side, I think the defensive team is much better just because they've played with each other. They, you know, they hadn't played with each other last year. And so – there were moments where they gave up big plays. This year, they've played with each other. They understand each other, and they're more in line with each other. And so that helps a lot because it's about communication on defense, and it's about understanding where you need to be and doing your job the best you can do your job. But that comes with just learning how other guys play on the team. And so I think that they're way better than they were a year ago.
Yeah, and I mean, led by Tyrann Mathieu back there at the safety position on defense. I mean, it's an underrated defense for sure, Ronnie. So I like how you're saying there. My question, though, is on the offense, because it is an electric offense, that Kansas City Chiefs offense. I'm just wondering, was there an offense when you were back playing that kind of reminded you of that? Obviously, your offense with Montana and Craig and Rice, you know, I think about the Bills with Kelly and Reed and Thomas, you know, but there's so much speed. The game has changed as well. You know, which kind of, what do you think about that whole Chiefs offense and the speed on there?
Yeah, you know, what's funny is that there were, you know, bits and pieces of that kind of offense with, you know, Miami. And when Dan Marino came in the league, they started running four wides. And when you run four wides puts a lot of pressure on you because usually you don't have four people that can run that fast. And so defensive side. And so when you play against a team that can run the ball really fast, you have to be able to get pressure on the quarterback, and you have to find ways to do that in a way where you don't compromise the secondary. So that's one of the, you know, challenging parts. So yeah, you know, I want to say Miami was like that. The Houston Oilers with Warren Moon and that group, and when they were throwing the football, they were like that. And then, you know, you had the Atlanta Falcons try, you know, the run and shoot, and they had their little version of it. And so you had guys that had bits and pieces of it, but it's hard to get guys like we're seeing with Kansas City. Kansas City has, you know, guys that can literally on, you know, if it was a track meet, a lot of their guys would have a chance to win that track meet. So Right. We're talking about sprinters and runners that do things that make it really tough on you. So when I run across the field and I'm chasing somebody on the football field is really hard. And people say, well, what do you mean? You chase people all the time. But you chase people all the time because you're taking angles as you're playing the game and you're finding ways to get to where you need to get to by taking the proper angle. What the Chiefs do to you is that they force you to sometimes take angles that you can't change. And you can't change them because, one, they know you're not fast enough. And then two, you can't change it because of how they're running the angle of the route. And so it's really an interesting dynamic, but it's something that if you study sports, most people, when they're behind you, you never catch them. Yeah. And it's really an interesting phenomenon. But you know, when we saw Metcalf catch, when he ran down that guy, we were all amazed because we never see it. And the reason we never see it is that it's due to the fact that usually people can't get up the speed that you need to get up. And my point is that it takes a remarkable person, human being, to do something that most people can't even think about doing. So there's some science behind it that we don't really talk about that really makes the Chiefs really hard to beat.
They are. And so I want to talk about your Super Bowls because you won four. What's the feeling winning the Super Bowl? Like, is it as great as it seems, or is it just like, you know, another game? It's my job. Like, what was it like winning?
Yeah, winning is a really interesting thing because there are games that I've won during the season where those games feel like a Super Bowl. And so they feel like a Super Bowl because you've had such a tough time trying to beat some team that you've never beaten before.
Right.
And so that's can feel like a Super Bowl. And so you have moments during the season where you have games that can feel like a Super Bowl. And then you have the Super Bowl. And when you're in the Super Bowl, the bigger thing to me is that everybody is watching you. All the players, the whole country, the whole world is watching you. And I think what I've always felt like, that's the best time to have your best moments and to think of your best moments and to live your best moments and feel your best moments. And a lot of it is due to, you know, how you practice, how you prepare for that game. And I think the other thing that I really believe is that when you win it, you know, which we won all four, I've never lost one. I'm glad I never lost one because what I didn't want to ever feel is that feeling. Right. And once you feel that feeling, then that feeling would have made maybe doubt. And so I think having the capability of winning, and we lost. Now we lost some championship games.
Yeah.
And those championship games that we lost made you feel like if you ever go to the Super Bowl, you never want to lose it because those championship games that we lost were really painful.
Right. Yeah, no, I know you have always talked about, wanting to three-peat, Ronnie, in that third year losing to the Giants in the 90s. But four Super Bowl wins in nine seasons, Ronnie, the list of accolades just continues for you. It's a long list. My question for you, and we're going to get into kind of your time with the 49ers, but my question was just, you've always been kind of looked at as one of the harder hitters when you played Ronnie Lott. I mean, one of the most feared men on the field, and I'm sure you've been asked this a lot. Would you be the same player in today's game due to the rule changes, the penalties that are happening? Would Ronnie Lott be Ronnie Lott?
Oh, yeah. Ronnie Lott would be Ronnie Lott. Ronnie Lott would just play within the rules. And I think the thing that you got to remember, And what I love today is that I watch games and I see guys hitting guys, and I see guys that are great, you know, ball strikers, and I see guys that do really good things on the football field. And when I see a linebacker, like we're going to see the kid Davis, yeah, that plays for Tampa. Yeah. I mean, so we saw some hits last, I saw a couple of hits in the playoff games, and I was like, wow, man. Right. And so I've seen hits, but I've seen hits that are legal hits. And right. what I'm trying to get you to think about is that there are a lot of legal hits in this game that people do all the time that I stand up and go, woo, because that's a great hit. But I've also seen hits that are not great hits. And when I see hits that are not great hits, you start to realize that that guy didn't really practice and he hasn't really changed to understand that the rules are different. And so you gotta appreciate that the rules are different, and you gotta appreciate the fact that, man, things change. And not only do things change, but the game always changes. I mean, one of the great things right now for all of us is the rules have changed. And so when you watch a guy who's running across the field, he doesn't necessarily, you know, look for that hit. He doesn't think about somebody's going to hit him, you know, in his head. So
right,
those kind of moments in the game helps the game. It helps the game because he can focus on certain things that he wants to focus on. Now, will he get hit in the midsection? Yes, he can get hit in the midsection, and I've seen it. And kudos to the guys that know how to do it the right way. And because to me, my mom, if I lost $50,000 for hitting somebody the right wrong way,
yeah,
that's a lot of money. And I just I can't think about the game and playing the game the wrong way. I really believe you can play the right way. And I've also realized that, you know, look, Barry Bonds changed. He was a great hitter, one of the best hitters ever. And he changed the way he had to get ready for games.
Yep.
And he changed it so he could understand the strike zone. And he had to look at the strike zone. He had to prepare for the strike zone being smaller. So he prepared, he got better. I think I would have got better.
Just making those adjustments. Yeah.
Go making ahead. Those adjustments. So, for sure. Every day.
Yeah.
So you don't think that the NFL is too soft? Because like you see guys, like you can't even hit the quarterback anymore. Like I understand not wanting to hit, you know, a guy who, you know, wide receiver, you know, he doesn't see you, but a quarterback, like you can't even, you know, hit a quarterback. Like, do you think that's like too soft?
Well, again, this is something that I believe in the game, that the rules are allowing guys like Tom Brady to have, you know, longer careers.
Yeah.
I do believe that no one wants to see what happened to Joe Theismann.
Right.
You don't want to see that happen again. But I do also believe that there are guys, when they get close enough, if you see, I mean, I've seen guys when they're close enough, when they sack them, they sack them. And so there are moments, again, that there are certain things you can do. You can't hit them in the head. You can't, you know, lead with your head.
Yeah.
You got to hit them with your shoulder. You can drive them. You can't drive them into the ground.
Right.
You can't pick them up. You can't do certain things. So but you can take them down and you can lean on them. Again, this is all the things that they're trying to do for the quarterback was to really make sure that the quarterback was not taken out of the games, because the quarterback, you know, they believe is, you know, the most important, you know, person on the field. I might disagree with that, but, but, you know, the fact is that you know, they have rules that they're trying to do certain things to protect everyone on the football field. And that, you know, the rule for me is that I don't want to see, I got blindsided one time. And when a guy blindsides you and you're turning, all of a sudden you, as you turn and you didn't know that the guy was coming and he hit you.
Yeah.
No, that's not what, that's not a good feeling.
It's not.
That's not a good feeling at all. So, you know, they changed that rule. So there are rules that they've changed for everyone to help everyone feel better about playing the game.
Yeah, and you said, Ronnie, there that, you know, quarterback isn't the most important position, not in your mind. You spent a lot of time picking off quarterbacks, tied for eighth in the NFL with 63 career picks and tied for first with the most playoff picks. I think you've also said in the past you liked the challenge that cornerback brought you. You were an all-pro at three different positions. I just kind of wanted to hear from you on how the difference was between going from safety, transitioning to become a safety. And did you like playing corner a little bit better?
Oh, I love playing corner. Corner was a really, you know, amazing position. It's one of the most challenging positions on the field. And the reason why is that you're playing man on man against Michael Jordan every play. And so if you're playing man on man against Michael Jordan every play, the idea of challenging yourself to be able to do that for 60 plays. And so, you know, if you think of, you know, playing in a game and you have that many plays and you get a chance to go up against somebody and you're able to, you know, shut them down, that's not a bad day. And so, yeah, playing in a game where you have to shut that guy down or playing in a game where you have to find ways to mitigate him catching the ball. Yeah, to me, that has certain skill sets, certain thoughts, certain ideas, certain ways of how you have to go after that particular situation. On the other hand, the safety position is totally different. Totally different. And sometimes you do get a chance to play man on man. Sometimes they will ask you to, you know, cover someone. And sometimes they give you a chance to, you know, take advantage of your corner skills. So, you know, Rod Woodson, when he went to safety, he could come down and play, you know, one of the wide receivers. So imagine as a safety, if you're able to play and you're able to play that position and you're able to take one of those guys. So when they went four wides, you could actually play one of those guys. And so that's that part of the game. To me, that's where you learn how to play the game, and then you learn how to play the game of safety. And both of them have different characteristics. Both of them have different mental aspects, and both of them test you all the time. And the reason they test you is that you don't know where the offense is going. What you have to try to understand is that you want to know where they're going. And that's what makes Kansas City so challenging, is that they'll run one way and all of a sudden the guy will change and go a whole different direction.
Yeah.
And so that's what makes teams really challenging, when they can change directions on you.
And that goes to what you were saying earlier, Ronnie, about the angles and all the great angles that you took playing safety and corner. I'll let you go ahead, Jacqueline.
Yeah, and that's, you know, you bring up a great point. You know, the thing that people don't appreciate about playing sports is that you have to be a thinking man constantly. You have to be a thinking man constantly, because every athlete that is running and coming at you or running away from you or going wherever he's going, he's thinking. And he's got certain thoughts, and you have to be able to also think like he's thinking. You have to be able to understand a lot of what he's thinking. And Marcus Allen and I were, you know, we're roommates in college, and there were a lot of things that Marcus Allen taught me about how to think and how to feel and how to understand what guys are thinking about and what they're going through. And so just being around him made me realize, and being around a lot of the, you know, SC players made me realize that, man, there are a lot of things that offensive players think about and offensive players can do to, you know, trick you and get you out of character.
Yeah, and that just has to make you think even a lot harder on the defensive end.
Exactly.
I think we just lost your oh, there we go. You're back. Excellent. Okay. So I guess you're pretty much saying that, like, football is really like a mind game. Like, you can have the skills and the toughness, but it's really about thinking and what the other player's thinking, which I think is very interesting. I feel like all sports are like that, but I think football is for sure the biggest one. I think we lost
you. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, sorry all good, about all good. That. But yeah, I keep getting phone calls from friends. But football is a very interesting game because it really is a chess match, and you're trying to understand what the offensive coordinator is thinking about. You're trying to understand what the quarterback is thinking about. You're trying to understand what the wide receiver is thinking about. So you have all of these thoughts that you're trying to think of, and all these thoughts of thinking of what those guys can possibly do.
So we were expecting to go a little bit longer with Ronnie Lott there. Ronnie did have to get going. It's a little bit early on his time there, but we appreciate Ronnie Lott coming on and joining us. Obviously, like we said, a busy dude and all the accolades. He's one of the best ever to do it. So we definitely appreciate his time joining us. We hope to have him on again. It was a pretty fun conversation with him, but unfortunately he had to go a little bit early. Hey, Jacqueline, I mean, we're all on the Chiefs. They say never bet against Brady.
Right.
We're all on the Chiefs, even Ronnie Lott for Sunday. You're for sure on the Chiefs this Sunday. Everybody's excited for this big game.
I like Ronnie said it best. Like, it's like the speed. Like, that's kind of what I noticed too. It's like that whole team, like they're all track stars. Like, you get Tyreek Hill, man. Like Brady has great weapons, right? But Brady's the one making the big plays. Then you get it, Patrick Mahomes. He's also making big plays. But Tyreek Hill is kind of like taking those plays to a new level. He's making his own plays after, if this like makes sense. But like Mahomes is making these great plays and Tyreek Hill is making his own great plays. Like you don't see that on Tampa Bay. You kind of just see Brady making these nice throws to Evans. Okay, done. Play's over. No, Mahomes makes these throws to Tyreek. Tyreek's running 50 more yards. He's going to do a flip in the end zone. Like, that team is so skilled. The speed is nuts. But both teams are great. Both teams are really, really great. It's going to be fun. It's going to be very, very fun.
It's going to be super fun. I mean, I think, like you said, like Ronnie kind of had a pretty cool take on it. And when he was talking about the angles and, you know, how these guys are like track stars. I mean, Tyreek Hill, like you mentioned, he's going to be flipping into the end zone in Tampa Bay on Sunday. You know, just the speed that Kansas City has. Like I said, though, you never want to bet against Brady. What I'll have to say, and I know you've said Aaron Rodgers is your GOAT. Like if Tom Brady wins this weekend, it's really hard to argue. I mean, he would have more Super Bowls than any other team. We're just talking about one player. Like
it'll be seven.
It'll be seven.
Oh my God.
So it's hard. Like if he, and then to beat this Chiefs team that a lot of people, I mean, even us, we're all on the Chiefs, their favorite. It would be remarkable to do it with Tampa in his first season.
And it would also be, you know, it actually will help his case because when he was with Patriots, it was all, oh, he had this O-line, he had this coach. Now he's playing with a team that barely knows each other.
Yeah.
And if he can win a Super Bowl with that team, it'll show me, because I'm for sure one of, like, as well, me and so many others are huge doubters of Brady, thinking he's overrated, blah, blah, blah. I think this will really show me, hey, Brady's the greatest to ever play. So it'll be interesting. I'm excited. It's both teams that we really did not want to see in the Super Bowl, I think. A lot of us did not. Like, we were talking about Bills Packers, so we were not looking forward to see these two teams in. But I am excited because it is Brady almost passing the torch to Mahomes, who will go down. Like, as of now, with everything he's done, he's already a Hall of Famer, I think, Mahomes. If he retired tomorrow, I think he would be a Hall of Famer. He'll probably end up going down as one of the greats. But this could be our last time seeing these two play against each other. And it'll also be in Tampa, which is very cool.
Yes.
To have the home team. And then the weekend's me performing. And I heard he's using his own dollars $7 million from his own pocket.
Wow.
For things like for, I don't know what it is, but
strobes
stuff for his performance.
And performance
so,
lights and things
yeah,
like that.
I don't know what it's going to be. Yeah, I don't know how you use your own money, but I read that somewhere. So I don't know if it's 100% true, but I'm excited for like the event.
And me too. And I read that he was going to be, you know, putting in like 8 or 9 different songs in like a short 10, 15 minute halftime performance. So a lot to look forward to.
Interesting.
And like you said, that's on the menu, Mahomes versus Brady. I know we kind of wanted Bills Packers, but Mahomes versus Brady, you can't complain.
You can't.
That's the big game this weekend. We are super excited for that. What's the menu in the Kula household this Sunday? What are you guys eating?
Just Super Bowl. I'm probably gonna be with my dad because you know we'll usually.
What's the food?
I'm thinking just getting some pizza, chips. Getting. Do you? I don't know if you ever had those the flaming hot chips, flaming hot barbecue chips.
Like Doritos?
Those are like the. No. I think they're Ruffles.
Oh.
Have you ever had them? They're like these Ruffles, flaming hot, like barbecue chips. They're like the perfect football food. Yeah, oh my gosh, it starts what game starts at 6:40.
Yeah,
it's gonna eat, like usually it's like you know I'll be at my cousin's house or my friend's. It's like a whole on party, everyone's eating a bunch of snacks. But now COVID, it's just gonna be my mom doesn't care about football. She'll probably watch the halftime show. My brother does not care about football either. He'll may watch the halftime show because everybody watches the halftime show.
Of course.
But me and my dad are gonna be just watching, eating. It will be weird though because it's COVID. It's hopefully it's our only COVID Super Bowl. Hopefully next year,
yes.
You know, it's a real Super Bowl. Everyone's fine, but it'll be fun. You what are you up to?
Yeah, like I hope there's gonna be some pizza and wings going around.
Some wings, yeah.
I wouldn't mind that. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I will be back home, home, probably watching it with my family. I've watched the Super Bowls with my dad, like as you were saying yourself,
yes.
There, Jacqueline, for the past, you know, 10 plus years. So
right.
That tradition will keep going, and I hope we got some good food going as well. But everybody, of course, super excited for the game this Sunday. The weekend obviously performing as you mentioned, but we're all on the Chiefs. So
yeah.
We will see how it all plays out, and we'll be back to recap it next week here on Hawks Huddle. Once again, we want to thank Ronnie Lott, one of the best players to ever play in the NFL, for his sort of insight on the Super Bowl, and again, kind of on a few other things. I know we didn't get to spend as much time as we wanted to. Hopefully, we can have him back here, Jacqueline. But other than that, that is going to be it. We appreciate you guys listening on Radio Laurier and watching on YouTube. And we will see you guys next week here. Enjoy the Super Bowl.